This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. A federal grand jury has indicted the Colorado Springs man accused in the attack on people in Boulder earlier this month. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
A grand jury charged Mohammed Suleiman with a dozen counts, mostly hate crimes, for allegedly throwing firebombs at people peacefully trying to raise awareness for Israeli hostages. Federal prosecutors say he targeted the group because he perceived them to be Zionist and because of their, quote, national origin. But in a court appearance last week, Suleiman's public defender says he targeted the group because of their politics, not their national origin. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
One of two women involved in the plot to steal mail-in ballots in Mesa County has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. Vicki Stewart was a former postal worker who stole, then cast ballots in Mesa County ahead of the election last November. Stewart took a plea deal earlier this year. Another woman is due to be sentenced next month. The pair claimed they were trying to test the security of the election system. On the Colorado River, engineers have finished repairs on the tubes that let water pass through Glen Canyon Dam at Lake Powell. The tubes are rarely used, but if water levels in the lake drop much lower, they'd be the only way to send water downstream to cities like Los Angeles and Phoenix. This year's Greeley Stampede is on. It started yesterday with a parade of Longhorn cattle and runs nearly 2 weeks with rodeo, a carnival, and concerts. The musical lineup includes Ludacris, Scotty McCreery, and Parker McCollum. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.